Calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling claims. My name is Yasmin, and how may I help you?
Yeah, we're going to get straight down to the nitty-gritty, ma'am. Oh, I'm doing good today. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. This is going to be a fun call.
Listen,
I can already see.
I just had to make your day real quick. Listen, though, Miss Yasmin, they are making my day so horrible. So, like, this is what happened. They said that I went over my limit because I need my car towed. But on the 23rd of March, the tow service people did never come. They never showed up. So I shouldn't be over my limit. You know what I'm saying? And it's a brand new one. I shouldn't even be over my limit, period. They said I will have to. She said something with her computer that I'll have to pay out of pocket. But that's no for me because I didn't even use all my monthly tows or anything. And what's the purpose of me paying if I can't use it? You know what I mean?
Right, I understand. So it sounds like to me that I would have to get our client relations department on the line because you're saying that the one tow did not happen. Can I have your phone number, please?
330-268-4137. But listen, though, ma'am, even if it did, though, I still shouldn't even be over my limit, which it did not, though. Because it was a 2-hour wait that day, and they never came or anything. So,
right. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Darian Humphreys, and yourself.
And can you please provide me with your address so I can look up your warranty?
2157 Penn Place.
Okay, thank you. Let's see who your agency is here. And who is your insurance company?
Acceptance
Insurance? Okay. All right. Can I place you on a brief hold while I look this up? You're saying on the 23rd is the day that no one ever showed up for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Bless you. Bless you again.
No, I'm smoking.
Okay, and that's for the, which vehicle was that day?
2014 Volkswagen European Passat.
And which vehicle is it for today?
Today it is for the 2008 328i BMW.
Okay, give me one moment. Can I place on a brief hold?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Right, so that's
Thank you so much for holding. I apologize for the wait. I'm just coming back to let you know that I'm still currently trying to get him on the phone, Mr. Humphreys. If you can bear with me, please. I do see here some pertinent information, and I'm just trying to get him on the phone, okay?
Yes, baby.
Thank you so much. One moment.
Agents are busy, please hold for the next available agent. If you would like to leave a message, press 1.
Are you for sure?
I'll be fucking with the one up by John. Man, one by John.
I mean, I don't be doing shit anyway, but who the fuck wanted the next patient every year? I wouldn't be thinking about that. She must be bored. Is she older?
Hmm.
I'm seeing your location. She must just don't have no friends. She don't got no friends.
No, she do. She just... You taught me this.
You taught me this. When a person's head is fucked up, mentally head fucked up, and they done fucked up for so many times, where they're trying to start something different and show a motherfucker, like, I'm not who you think I am. Like, this is really me for real, but I sometimes can go left field because of the company I keep. You know what I'm saying? That's what you like sometimes. You know what I mean? But, in the same sense, though, I mean, nobody. That. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it'd be weird, bro. Like, I can really read people for real. Like, not read them.
I know what you mean.
Like, not really read them, but
I
like.
I don't even gotta look at you. I can read you from your backside.
Like, sense when you're sad. Sense when you're sad. Sense when you're going through something. You know what I'm saying? The way you're looking in your eyes and everything else. Like, and the way that bitch beat me up last night, dog.
Man.
Mr. Hoffman, thank you so much for holding. I apologize for that long wait. I currently have the individual on the line right now, and she's looking into it for you. Is it okay to place you on an additional hold?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Talking though, and then like conversation just got so
Mr. Humphreys, thank you so much for holding. I do apologize for the wait. Okay, so client relations is, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Client relations, there was a little bit of a mix-up. They gave him the BMW. For some odd reason, they put down the Saturn as the make. The model they put down as the BMW, but the make they put down as a Saturn, so it made it seem like you didn't have any services because your Saturn is done for. Like, you can't get no more services for the year on the Saturn. But for any other car, you can. Okay.
What's a Saturn?
I don't know. You have services on a 2002 Saturn.
I've never had services on a 2002 Saturn. Never. Yeah. So who used the Saturn, though? That's what I'm saying. Who used my thing for a Saturn?
I don't know, sir. It's on your policy.
What's on my policy? I want to tell me what kind of car it is so I know. So then,
it's a 2002 Saturn. Yes, sir.
2002 Saturn. And who called?
Yes,
and when was the last time When the last time it was called?
Who else is on your policy?
Ain't nobody else on my policy. It's just me. It's only one person that got my information though. And why would it be a 2002 Saturn though?
That's what I'm saying. It's the way that the dispatch has put it in there, so it makes it look like, because I'm seeing Ford, I'm seeing Soul, but they're putting it down as like the make for some reason.
Ford,
they're keeping the make as a Saturn, but there ain't no Saturn Ford or a Saturn BMW. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just that little thing in there. So every time that you got a tow, they put the make in there for a Saturn for some reason, but the model was like a Ford or the Passat or Volkswagen. You understand what I'm saying? So that little error, you're right. It was a computer error. It wasn't like they called for a Saturn.
Let me go back
to see if she fixed it, okay?
All right, yeah, okay.
All right, one moment.
Girl cussed out. No, I wasn't about to be like that. I was about to press the bitch in her face, bro. But no, you being too disrespectful now, bitch. For real, bro. I'm about to press it now.
Thank you so much, Mr. Humphreys, for holding. I apologize for the wait. So she did her little override so that you can get services. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to get you back to dispatch. However, I need you to provide them with your caller ID number, okay, so they know that you're calling about the BMW and where the override
is. What's the call?
It is 10. It's 10.
Oh. Uh-huh.
10-16-2067. I'm gonna give you the. I'm gonna repeat it one more time. Caller ID number 10-16-2067. 2067.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any other questions or concerns before I get you over there?
Excuse me?
Do you have any other questions or concerns before I get you over there?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad I was able to assist you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
I'm about to say.